There's an obvious tension between those who take an oath to uphold the law and those who seek to upend it. Imagine yourself a judge who must decide a case involving a handful of people who organize political rallies that sometimes become violent. The organizers, police say, refuse to let officials know when and where those rallies will be, even though a key leader had promised that he would. And now, even though a court has mandated that organizers tell the city in advance and follow some other rules to try to keep things under control, they continue to hold the rallies and continue to keep police in the dark. Frustrating. Now imagine that one of the defendants in the case is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a man just as frustrated with a system that suppresses more than just expression, a system that holds some people back in many other ways. A man who sees the administration of law not as the definition of justice, but occasionally an obstacle to justice. Back in August of 1967, three judges on an Illinois appellate court couldn't know that King would be assassinated in just 8 months' time, and that someday the nation would celebrate his life as a national holiday. King had won the Nobel Peace Prize and was clearly a pioneering figure within the civil rights movement, but to read the judge's opinion, he was first and foremost a lawbreaker. To the judges, it was pretty simple. Dr. King and his colleagues had defied the law. It's no surprise, then, that the court ultimately upheld the contempt of court conviction at issue, but the judge's palpable skepticism about King's cause and tactics does jar the reader set to celebrate the 22nd annual King holiday. The court is careful to label King's constitutional grievances alleged. It puts quotation marks around phrases like civil rights marches and civil rights demonstrations, as if to doubt their proper characterization. The judges complained that, in the halls of learning, the term civil disobedience meant passive resistance of the sort suggested by Thoreau and Gandhi, and not this new definition, one that had made its way to the level of the streets, meaning bold and open lawbreaking, and then a galling request for protection from the courts. But this was no backwoods justice, and the Illinois court didn't stand alone in its conclusion that such convictions should hold. The United States Supreme Court, in fact, had said just as much just 2 months earlier in a case also involving King, that even if the underlying cause is just, citizens must uphold the law, their rallies must conform, and any disobedience will be rightly punished. The sword of justice, the court suggested, must yield to the civilizing hand of law. Ordinarily, the Supreme Court gets the last word. But today, we honor King not for his place in court opinions, exalting respect for judicial process, but for his dedication to what he called a higher moral law. We remember him not for the court's words in Walker v. City of Birmingham, but for his very own in Letter from Birmingham Jail. Dr. Martin Luther King ultimately was bound by the law, yes, but he left a legacy more profound. By breaking the law, ultimately, he changed it. I mean,